I'm here today at Medeva High School with Christian, Zad, and JT to talk about Shakespeare's Othello. All right, does anybody here have a personal experience that might have been related to feeling such anger?
I have one, so it was actually me and JT, and we were playing an Xbox game, and we were about to win. Last seconds to win, and JT just betrays us and purposely loses the game. And I was so angry, I threw my headset in anger, and I could really relate to how Othello's feeling, because he was just so angry at Cassio, and he wanted to kill someone, and I just wanted to kill my headset.
Let's just get right into the first question here. Christian, how do you think Othello changes over the course of this act, and what phases or stages does he go through?
Well, during the first part of the act, Othello begins to feel sad and jealous because of Iago's lie, and he really starts to, disbelieve that Desdemona would ever do this to him. And this can be shown when he says, "Oh, beware, my lord, of jealousy," and then he continues and says, "Oh, misery," which shows real sadness about the topic.
I agree with that, but then I think towards the end of the act, when he is talking to Iago, he says, "Within these 3 days, let me hear that thee say that Cassio's not alive." So this is when his emotions have gone full anger, and he just doesn't want anything to do with Cassio, and he's so mad at the idea of him possibly being a cuckold.
Alright, that was a great analogy to this story about Othello. JT, do you have any opinions on why it would be reasonable for Othello to be so convinced by Iago?
I do think it's reasonable for Othello to be so convinced by Iago because Iago is more experienced with the women of Venice. On page 131, he says, "I know our country disposition.
Yeah.
They dare not show their husbands." And this is believable for Othello because Iago is from Venice and Othello is not. He is from a North African tribe.
Yeah, I think that really makes sense how if you were a foreigner, then you would probably trust someone who's familiar with the society that you're in now. And so you would just believe what they tell you about where you are.
Yeah, and Iago has already built up a reputation that he's really honest, and Othello has already built up trust with him. So he already has belief in him and that he wouldn't lie to him now.
Yeah, I think that makes sense about why Othello would be so easily manipulated. JT, do you have any quotes about that?
Yes. On page 97 of Othello, Othello says, "Thy honesty in the love doth mince this," showing that he does trust Iago.
Yeah, that's great. Zad, how do you think Emilia played a role in the manipulation? Because we see that Iago sets up the whole lie, but we know that he uses other characters in the play to help him out with this lie.
Yeah, so I don't think Iago sets up Emilia, but it's kind of a coincidence because she finds the handkerchief, which Iago wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
But then when he sees that she has it, he's very happy. Because Emilia had the intention to just bring it to Iago. She didn't think that it was going to be used to make one of her friends seem like a horrible person. And Emilia says, "I'm glad that I found this napkin. This was her first remembrance from the Moor." And that says that it was the first thing that Desdemona got from Othello, which is why it's such a vital piece in Iago's lie.
Yeah.
Christian, what do you think about Cassio and his role in the manipulation and the lie?
Well, he also plays a big role because Iago says that when he was with Cassio, Cassio was saying Desdemona sleep in her name, which means that something like that probably happened before. And quote that shows it says, "Cassio, my lord, no sure, I cannot think that is he would steal away, so guilty." And this shows Othello's still questioning whether he believes how Cassio actually did steal Desdemona or not.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think a key part is how Iago sets Cassio up to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks extra bad when Othello walks in.
Yeah, and what do you think about Desdemona, JT?
So,
how is she part of the lie?
So, Desdemona plays a big part of the lie without knowing. Once Cassio leaves and she sees Othello, she immediately goes to him and asks him if Cassio could get his spot back because she knows in her heart that was all an accident that night. And this plays a big part in the lie because Othello's very suspicious of why she immediately goes to him and pleads for his job.
Right, because it makes Cassio look guilty if Desdemona is so on Cassio's side.
Mm-hmm.
Othello's just wondering why Desdemona all of a sudden is standing up for Cassio so much.
And it makes it seem like something's happening between the two of them.
Exactly.
Yep.
For reference, page 121.
Due to Iago's manipulation and lies, Othello changes from a reputable, honorable general to an enraged, jealous beast, fearful of losing his reputation. What do you guys think about the previous sentence? Do you think it's like accurate representation of the play?
I think it's accurate because reputation is one of the most important things in the play so far, because everybody brings it up. Cassio's afraid of losing his reputation when Othello catches him misbehaving, and then Iago's so he really likes his good reputation, which is why he lies so much to make himself seem honest. So then obviously Othello wants to have a good reputation, and I think when the lie of him possibly being a cuckold, that's going to ruin his reputation because that's seen as a bad thing.
Right.
And yeah,
and all the people of town will view him differently after if it actually ends up happening.
Right, because currently he's a revered war general, and if he actually becomes a cuckold, then that would be terrible for his reputation. So I think that's one of the reasons that he leads to anger. Like he becomes a jealous, like a beast, kind of like animal like, leading to that theme, and he. He actually demands that Iago kills Cassio within 3 days. And this is kind of, it sounds extreme, but if you think about Othello's position right now, if he becomes a cuckold, then that would just destroy his reputation. So it's kind of, he's taking the necessary steps to.
Yeah, and at this point, he's kind of doing whatever he needs to in order to keep his reputation.
And his jealousy of someone else taking Desdemona is taking over, like, his emotions, and it's controlling him.
Right. All right, I think we've gone through a lot of important stuff today.
I agree.
We've covered a lot.
Mm-hmm.
To conclude, I would say that Othello changes throughout the scene because at first he is sad, but then he becomes angry. And it's also, I think we can say that it was reasonable for him to become mad because he's an outsider from Venice. So it would be obvious that he would trust Iago and he has a lot of honesty in him. And then finally, there are many other people that play roles in the lie, including Cassio, Desdemona, and Emilia. And they just play, like, minor parts in the lie, while Iago's just, like, directing it all.
But all their minor parts add up to the big picture.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening!